Since commencing my time in Bible College, which is hard to believe, is now almost 4 years ago, I've spent a lot of my time, because of where I live, on the road, travelling here, there and yonder. And therefore I make use of the time by listening to books or listening to the Bible as it is being read to me as I travel. Sometimes I would make notes or stop and make notes, take things down as they come to mind, as the challenge is laid before me there, as I would listen, as the scriptures are read, or as I would be reading, listening rather to audio books being read to me. A man once told me of Harry Ferguson when I shared my practice with him. He said that Harry Ferguson, the great inventor, went through a new notebook every day, writing down ideas, writing down little thoughts. Perhaps he heard something on a news report, or he had read something, and he would have noted it down in his little notebook, which has led him to the great Ferguson Empire as we know today. So I don't know if my notebook of challenges or my little thoughts or encouragements will ever lead to me being a great preacher, but nonetheless, I bring before you this morning that which the Lord has laid upon my heart. And I trust, as we consider even this morning this wonderful challenge from Hezekiah for a time, that it will be a blessing to your heart. I want to consider Hezekiah, the prayer of Hezekiah today. And as we do so, I trust that you will be encouraged, even challenged, in your own heart and mind. The name Hezekiah means the Lord strengthens. Hezekiah was the king of Judah for 29 years, and it was by and with the strength of the Lord that he accomplished absolutely everything that he did. In Acts 11, verse 28, we read, "For in him we live and move and have our being." And we so often fall into the trap, whether we be young or a little older, of thinking that we are in control, that it's our life, it's our plans, and we think we know what we are doing. We think that it's all worked out. We have it all sorted and we have it all worked out. Yet Albert Barnes, the great Bible commentator, reminds us, the natural life which men live is from God. And they are supported in it and by him, and from him they have all the comforts and blessings of this life, and all owing to the power and providence of God. For in him we live and move and have our being. Well, you know, King Hezekiah, he knew this to be so. He knew his strength was in and of the Lord. May we always be mindful of this fact as a body of believers. As seen in the words of John 5 and 30, "I can of mine own self do nothing." I want to turn your attention particularly today to the prayer of King Hezekiah. In the verse 14 of 2 Kings and verse 19, we find King Hezekiah has just received a letter. The verse 14 reads, "And King Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord." This letter which Hezekiah received wasn't just any letter. It was a chilling letter. It was an alarming letter. It was a letter from the king of Assyria, detailing the risk to the lives of the people. What did he do? Well, Hezekiah sought the help of the Lord. Look there with me at the verse 14 again. "And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it there before the Lord." He sought the help of the Lord. Upon receiving this news, he sought the help of the Lord. He went up and he spread it out before the Lord. What a testimony this morning. What a testimony. He went up straight to the house of the Lord. He spread it there out before the Lord. The need of the hour. Hezekiah got to prayer. Luke reminds us in his gospel that men ought always to pray and not to faint. But yet today, how many have fainted? How many have fainted when it comes to the subject of prayer? Given up, had the audacity then to complain about their circumstances, the situation in which they find themselves in, their problems, their difficulties, when the Lord Jesus Christ, the maker of heaven and earth, has promised to bless all who ask. Friends, today, the rebuke to both you and me is this: ye have not, because ye ask not. If we haven't time to ask, well then we can expect to do without. But yet there was no loitering here with Hezekiah. He didn't dawdle or delay. There was no brainstorming, no trying to work things out on his own. If you look there again at that verse, you see the number of times there is that conjunction. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up. All those use of conjunctions or the word and is highlighting to us the action, the speed in which he dealt with. He went straight to the Lord with haste. There was no strategizing with his armies, no making his own plans. He didn't ask around seeking suggestions from his trusted men. No, Hezekiah knew where his strength came from. The hymn writer puts it so aptly, we often sing it, and so well known, we often lose the true meaning of the wonderful words of the hymn. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. But what do we do? Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Needless pain, oh, we bear it. Because we do not carry everything to the Lord in prayer. Hezekiah knew his strength was from and of the Lord, and therefore he sought the help of the Lord. And folks, today we waste more time searching sometimes for answers to life's problems, when we ought to do as King Hezekiah did. Brought it before the Lord. Leave it there. Brethren and sisters and young people, this morning I believe more than ever, as we look upon our land this morning, as we look in our own lives, we consider our own families, consider the denomination as a whole, we need to lay hold upon God like never before, seek his face, seek his help to intervene in our own lives personally. We want to see revival, we want to see others swept into the kingdom, we want to see our families saved, we want to see our church built up. We need to lay hold upon the Lord. Cry unto him. Seek his face. Realize and remember where our help comes from. Who is the source of our help? We have this open access to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. To cry unto him for help in whatever situation we may find ourselves in. That wonderful privilege of prayer, that opportunity, that vital breath that we have, that's available to every believer, to every child of God, that wonderful privilege afforded to us. The Savior says, John, in John 16:24, hitherto, have ye asked nothing in my name? Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Prayer is a tool. It's often overlooked, often neglected. So we seek to engage in warfare against the evil one. So often we live for God and we can be tempted to forsake prayerful intercession with our Heavenly Father and just call a friend and seek his or her advice. And while these things all have their place, there's nothing greater than seeking the face of God, crying unto him. You know, we're bid to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians. We're commanded to pray. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And I'm sure you have been told before, or you're well aware, that in the Greek tense that's continuous. It means ask and keep on asking. No, seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. And friend, today, if you're praying for something, don't give up. The Savior says, keep going. Keep praying. Keep looking to him. You see, inevitably, you can look to all various sources for various sources for help. But there's none greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. It should bless our hearts to consider and to realize, just as Hezekiah sought the help of the Lord way back then in the 700s BC, that the very same privilege is open, afforded to us this very day as the children of God. Therefore, will you seek him? Will you seek him to help you? Will you seek the Lord for help? And King Hezekiah prayed, he sought the help of the Lord. But see also with me, he sought to honour the Lord. Look there at verse 19, 2 Kings 19, 19. Now therefore, O Lord, our Lord, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. He didn't want any honour. He sought to honour the Lord. We think of the Queen's birthday honours list. Just been out, I'm not on it, I didn't make it this year. And when one goes there to receive their honour before the Queen, they do so in acknowledgement of her as their sovereign. They go in their finest of clothes. They kneel down there before. And when they receive that honour which is bestowed upon them, they bow or curtsy and step back in respect of her royal status. Yet here we see Hezekiah, the sovereign, the monarch, the ruling king of Judah. He desired neither glory nor honour. He didn't seek it for himself. Why? Because he knew everything that would be achieved would be done in and through the strength of the Lord. Therefore he pleaded that all glory and honour went to the name of the Lord, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know. Feast your eyes upon it again there, verse 19, that all kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. What about us this morning? What about you and me? Are we living a life of honour and obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ? Can we be likened unto our Lord and Saviour? When those around us look upon you and they look upon me, what do they see? Do they see that we're different? Do they see that we have that desire to live a life that's God honouring, Christ exalting, God glorifying? Is that what they see when they look upon you and me? In honour of our Lord and Saviour, the sole King and Head of the Church. Well, we're all only human. We're all made from the dust of the ground. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. We can easily get ahead about ourselves. We can easily become proud and haughty. Regardless how long we've been saved, even as a Christian. So often we need to be reminded that of the Lord's declaration. 1 Samuel 2 and 30, them that honour me, I will honour. Are you honouring God this morning? Am I honouring God? Challenge to me. 4 years in Bible college. Just released, all being well, on Friday. On good behaviour. And am I living a life that's God honouring? Challenge to my heart. Hezekiah thought, or though the king of Judah, he sought to live a life in honour of the Lord. Don't be misunderstood now this morning. He was by no means weak or feeble. He was a meek man, not a weak man. And there is a difference there. Sometimes as Christians in the workplace, there can be that difficulty, there can be that challenge. Sometimes a Christian can be set aside or sidelined and, oh, you can do anything to them because they're Christians and they'll not retaliate, or they'll just take it on the chin. That's not what we're saying here. There's a difference between meekness and weakness. And you know, they that know their God will be strong and do exploits for him. And those times in the workplace when these challenges come before us, we have to stand firm, yet with much grace, and seeking the Lord's face even for wisdom, as we seem to have to deal with some difficult situations. But Hezekiah was a meek man. We're reminded there in Matthew 5 and 5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. May God help us all to have that spirit of meekness. If you look back with me there to 2 Kings 18 and the verse 4, you can see how Hezekiah stood for that which was right. Hezekiah there in 2 Kings 18 and the verse 4, he removed the high places and brake the images and cut down the groves and brake in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it. And he called it Nehushtan. He put an end to the worship of idols. Oh no, he was no soft touch. Yet he was a man of faith. A man living in honour of God. Knowing that all power and strength that he had, say or do nothing that day, that would not be God glorifying or God honouring. That he would pray that he would do nothing to offend the Lord. And you know, as I walked away from him, later on in the afternoon, I was thinking, you know, that's a wonderful prayer to pray every day. He would do or say nothing that would offend the Lord. Rather, his soul longing, his soul desire was as that of King Hezekiah's, was to honour the Lord. Tell me, is that your desire today? Is that your desire? Perhaps as you listen in this meeting this morning, you're not saved. And therefore you cannot honour the Lord. You're at enmity with the Lord. You know not the Lord as your Saviour. You've never been regenerated. You've never been born again. You don't know what it is to be saved. You've heard much talk about salvation and your need to be saved, but you've never received Christ. You care not for the Saviour today, that one who shed his precious blood for you at Calvary. Our heart's desire is this morning that you would, by his grace, return away from that which is wrong and turn to that which is right. The Lord Jesus Christ, that you will come in repentance by faith alone, to Christ alone, acknowledging your sinfulness, your unworthiness before a thrice holy God, depending upon his finished work on Calvary, his atoning work there alone, trusting and believing in him for salvation. It's only then that you too will be able to live a life which is an honour to the Lord Jesus Christ. King Hezekiah sought the help of the Lord. He sought to honour the Lord. But see also there he was heard of the Lord. The verse 20. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria, 3 words. I have heard. I have heard. There are no words that can thrill the heart of the believer any more than these. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are in the faith, to know that you have been heard. What greater privilege do any of us have than to have the ear of God? To being heard of him. Maybe you've opened up, or rather, maybe you have chatted to someone and you feel as if you're not getting a hearing, and you have to say there's nothing more irritating. And you know, I had to put my hand up and say, I can't multitask. And sometimes the wife's talking in this ear and the children's in this ear, and I'm thinking about something else, and I have to say, now just stop here and one thing at a time. But everybody wants your attention. And everybody then gets frustrated because they feel they're not being listened to. And there's nothing more irritating than thinking that you're not getting a hearing. But yet the Lord says here, I have heard. I have heard. The Lord God of Israel says, I have heard. And believer, it doesn't end there. If you turn over to 2 Kings 20 and the verse 5, we read this, Hezekiah, the time of his sickness. He cried unto the Lord for deliverance. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thee, unto thy days 15 years. I have heard thy prayer. Perhaps you have opened up to someone, thinking that they had a genuine care and a concern about you. Perhaps you have a friend and you thought they cared, and then as time went on you realised they maybe weren't so worried about you. You had opened up. You shared your heart. But they never really took in a word you had to say. But yet here we have the Lord. He says to Hezekiah. He says to you and me this morning. He says, I have heard thy prayer. He says, I have seen thy tears. I have seen thy tears. We think of Hannah there in the temple. Two words, wept. Sore. Wept sore. The Lord answered her prayer. He saw her prayer. He saw her tears. I have seen thy tears. I will heal thee. I will add to thee 15 years. Goes on then at the end of the verse and says, I will defend thy city. See the intervention there was here, even in the life of Hezekiah. We've been thinking much of 2 Chronicles 7:14 in recent days since the arrival of this pestilence upon us. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Here we see another example or a prerequisite or a precondition of having our prayers heard of the Lord. There must be that seeking for help in prayer, just as King Hezekiah did. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, we must seek the help of God. Then there must be that seeking to honor the Lord, humble themselves and pray, seek his face. Then will I seek his face and turn from the wicked ways. Must be that desire to turn from self. Desire to honor the Lord. And only then, brethren and sisters, will we hear from the Lord. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, will heal their land. King Hezekiah was heard of the Lord. Help was given. His prayer was answered. In honor of his obedience and reverence of God. He was promised deliverance from the Assyrian army. And that is exactly what happened. We see there in 2 Kings 19 in the verse 35. Look at the liberation that God granted in a miraculous manner. 2 Kings 19 in the verse 35. And it came to pass that night the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. That very night, the angel of the Lord killed 185,000 Assyrian troops. Dead bodies were seen all across the land the next morning. Destroyed by the angel of the Lord in one night. And brethren and sisters and young people this morning, let us never lose sight of the fact that God can and does still intervene in answer to our prayers. What really is prayer, we could say, maybe. It's good to clarify that prayer isn't us changing God's mind. Rather, it's the Lord working in us to bring our will in tune with His. Is that your desire today? Is that your desire? Not my will, but thine be done. What lessons there are for us to learn from the prayer of King Hezekiah today. It ought to challenge us each one as God's people. That verse in Jeremiah 33:3 comes to mind. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In many ways it's a simple plea, but there is that sure promise. That striking provision. We almost confess sometimes we dwell upon past blessings. Do we not converse about the good old days? Great times there used to be. Almost in a way that it appears that we believe we can never expect or experience such a blessing again. But friends, I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you, I want to remind you that just as Hezekiah prayed for the help of God, he sought to honour the Lord, so he was heard of the Lord, so too can both you and me. What an honour. Does it excite you this morning? Because it should. To be able to seek the face of Christ with all our cares, our concerns, to leave it there before him, spread it all out there. Call on him to intervene, knowing that he answers the prayers of his children. We're a privileged people as we journey throughout our life, seeking to serve the Lord, seeking to live for him. May we each one be found as Hezekiah of old. Whether it be with regard to our personal lives, something that you're working through, perhaps no one else here around knows what it is. Perhaps it's with regard to your family situation, or even our church family, the church family here as a whole, or denomination. May we each one spread it out before the Lord, believing him, trusting him, resting upon him, knowing that he hears and answers the prayers of his chosen people. And young people here this morning, that includes you. King Hezekiah sought the help of the Lord. He sought to honour the Lord. And so he was heard of the Lord. I trust our consideration of the prayer of Hezekiah has been a blessing and a challenge to you, even this Lord's Day morning.